Before we begin, shake it out. Shake your body, make a sound, free your voice. Notice what you are thinking and allow your focus on thought to go soft. Loosen your jaw. Prepare yourself to take energy into your body in places where energy tends not to travel. The looser you are, the more completely you will be able to channel the energy of healing. Now, to prepare for this healing, take a moment to become aware of what you want to change in your own body and in your own life. Let this awareness be more than a thought. Allow it to have feeling, color, sight, smell, taste, and thought. What do you want to change in your body and your life right now? As you breathe, taking in energy with every inhalation and releasing any blocks with every exhalation, allow this energy to change your body and your life in the way you want to change right now. When you allow the energy you take in to heal you as you send healing to another, your inner self allows the strength and power of your energy to increase. Nothing in you gets in the way of your giving to your greatest ability because you are taking care of yourself first. And the job of your inner self is to make sure that you can take care of yourself first. When you do this, you remove all inner conflict in giving to another, and you are able to channel and direct healing with full power and commitment. So before we move on, I would like you to give yourself the suggestion that with every breath you take, you will continue the process of self-healing. As you focus and direct healing to another, you will be using the same energy to heal yourself and your life. As you breathe, allow the energy to build inside your body. With every inhalation and exhalation, the energy of healing and change increases inside your own body. And breathe. And as you breathe, hold your hands about a foot to a foot and a half apart, palms facing each other. You can use this same process without using your hands by simply directing your breath and your attention to the person or situation you want to heal. But for now, we will use our hands so that you can better feel and direct this infinite energy of change and healing. As you breathe, holding your hands, palms facing each other, feel the energy that is gathering between your hands. If you have difficulty feeling this energy, imagine that you feel it until you really do. Imagination is a great way of allowing us to perceive what our conscious mind rejects. And breathe and allow the energy to continue to gather between your hands. And as you breathe, allow yourself to play with this energy, bringing your palms closer together and farther apart, changing the color of this energy in your mind's eye. Allow the energy to feel slow and soothing, and then rapid and lively. You can change and direct this energy as you can all energy with your intention and your breath. Now, between your palms, place the person, people, or situations to whom you would like to send healing. If you have a list of people, you can hold this list between your palms. If not, you can hold them in your mind's eye. And with your breath and your awareness, place these people, If you have a list of people, you can hold this list between your palms. Or you can simply hold it in your mind's eye. With your breath and your awareness, place these people in an experience of healing. If you have a list of people, you can hold this list between your palms. And as you do, direct your breath and your awareness to their healing. Do not direct your palms toward the computer screen. If you are doing the healing list that is on the computer, simply say or think the person's name or screen name, and if you wish, their intention or new reality. You can even just read the list to yourself, placing each person between your hands in your mind's eye as you read their name and breathe. Don't forget to put yourself and your intention between your palms as well. If you prefer not to use your hands, you can, in your mind's eye, hold each person and situation as you direct your attention and your breath toward their healing.